Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. The future is now. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
Close out the year 2024 and approach 2025, there's one song that I can't stop thinking about. It is both weird and foreboding and dystopic, and unfortunately very, very catchy. Today, on our last short and sweet Ghost Town episode of 2024, we're talking about Zager and Evan's pop song, In the Year 2525, a catchy, teachable, bizarre, dystopic foray into our prospective collective future. The song's full title is actually In the Year 2525, parentheses, Exordium and Terminus, by, again, American pop rock duo Zager and Evans. Denny Zager and Rick Evans met at Nebraska Wesleyan University in 1962, with Zager wanting to create a kind of newer Simon and Garfunkel. They then added drummer Danny Schindler from the Nebraska band The Eccentrics until Schindler was drafted into the Vietnam War in 1965. They then added fellow Nebraskans Mark Dalton on bass and Dave Trupp on drums. 2525 was originally written in 1964, but not recorded or released until 1968. Says Zager about the genius of the song, quote, Rick Evans said he wrote the lyrics in 10 minutes in the back of a Volkswagen van after a night of partying and a lot of Mary Jane. He tried the song with a few bands he was playing with at the time, but the music wasn't right and it wasn't working. I thought the lyrics were intriguing, so I rewrote the music so it blended better with the lyrics. The first night we played it live, we knew it was special because the crowd looked stunned and wanted to hear it again and again. Truly, the lyrics are haunting. From 2025 to 9595, the song recounts the journey of mankind, predicting that the identity of humanity will be fraught with the dangers of technology, ending with the mass extinction of the human race. In fact, the lyrics are so intense that they actually made it into a book called I Hate Myself and I Want to Die, The 52 Most Depressing Songs You've Ever Heard, written by Tom Reynolds in 2005. But you be the judge. Here are the first couple stanzas. In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find, in the year 3535, ain't gonna need to tell the truth, tell no lie, everything you think, do, and say is in the pill you took today. In the year 4545, you ain't gonna need your teeth, won't need your eyes, you won't find a thing to chew, nobody's gonna look at you. In the year 5555, your arms hanging limp at your sides, your legs got nothing to do, some machine's doing that for you. In the year 6565, you won't need no husband, won't need no wife, you'll pick your son, pick your daughter too, from the bottom of a long glass tube. In the year 7510, if God's a-coming, he ought to make it by then. Maybe he'll look around himself and say, guess it's time for the judgment day. In the year 8510, God is going to shake his mighty hand. He'll either say, I'm pleased where the man has been, or tear it down and start again. And yet, again, despite these jarring, pretty brutal and bizarre lyrics, people loved it. Radio stations in Lincoln and Omaha made 2525 a regional breakout hit record, and soon RCA Records signed Zager and Evans and widely released the song as a single. Zager and Evans also immediately recorded an album of the same name, and it felt good. Sales of the original recording, including single sales, album usage, and compilation inclusions, are estimated at over $10 million worldwide. What happened after 2525? After this break. In 1968, Zager and Evans had a hit on their hands in the dystopic pop song In the Year 2525. In 1969, the song hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100 and stayed there for 6 weeks. Part of the reason people connected to the song, Forbes magazine writer Jim Clash recounts, is that the song topped the charts at the time of two major cultural events, the first moon landing on July 20th, 1969, and the Woodstock Music Festival about a month later. Says Zager, quote, "No one expects something like that. Time magazine actually featured us in their magazine and wrote, the Beatles would be jealous. Who would have believed two farm boys from Nebraska would have the number one hit in the world and have Time magazine saying the Beatles would be jealous? I couldn't have dreamed it." Zager and Evans immediately got to work on new music, but nothing quite hit like In the Year 2525. For example, their follow-up single on RCA Victor, called Mr. Turnkey, reached, at its peak, number 48 in the Canadian pop charts and number 41 on the Canadian AC chart. And that was kind of it. Still, being a one-hit wonder was nothing to scoff at. For many years, the Nebraska duo were the only artists to hit the top of the charts on both sides of the Atlantic, and the song has been covered at least 60 times in 7 different languages. Zager and Evans themselves referred to 2525 in one of their later songs, Yeah, Three Squared, from 1970, saying, quote, "I'm going to call it In the Year 2525 or something like that, and if it sells, then I'll do well, gonna pay this woman back." Interestingly enough, after the September 11th attacks, the song was included in a Clear Channel memorandum sent to every radio station owned by the company as one of the 165 songs considered to be, quote, lyrically questionable. Questionable or not, the song eerily endures. Jim Clash asks Zager in his Forbes piece, quote, "Some say the tune is prophetic. Agree? And if so, how?" Turns out Zager does agree, saying, quote, "Yes, very much so. Before John Denver was discovered, he used to write to me all the time asking how we knew about test tube babies and things that hadn't even been discovered yet. Rick used to tell him that he'd been abducted by aliens and, quote, saw into the future." The comments on YouTube also reflect people's fascination with the song and its odd, often morbid themes. From Stephen H. 5197, "I was 12 when the song was released, and it haunts me. And the message isn't far off. I was 12 when this song was released, and it haunts me, and the message isn't far off," says Promaster 1351, "and look at the news every day and see how close this song was. It's 2023 in August. Prophetic." From Carrie Mason 609, "I was born in 68 and my dad played this song. It stayed with me, and now we're on the cusp of disaster worldwide." From Take 942, "As a kid, I first heard this song when it came out in 69. I thought it was a cool song with interesting lyrics. When I hear it in light of the world today, it gives me chills." From Reggae Strong TV, "Kind of speechless. It was creepy in my youth and downright chilling today. I shed a tear. What an optimistic timeline that was." From Agent Officer Thomasa.Porter107, "First saw and heard them at Woodstock. Song was amazing and lives on." From Raven, "He's taken everything this whole world can give and he ain't putting back nothing. Isn't that the truth? This catchy, eerily prophetic song always brings a tear to my eye and makes my heart sigh. They were optimists. The way we're going, we'll be lucky if we even make it to 2525. Rick Evans passed away in February 2018, but Denny Zager is still involved in the music industry, owning his own guitar shop in Lincoln, Nebraska. When he asks what he thinks about the legacy of the year 2525, Zager says, quote, "Supposedly, it's still the biggest one-hit wonder in world recording history, with something like 100 million records sold. But to me, it's still just a little ballad Rick and I created that kind of gets stuck in your head. I'd imagine, personally, that it can be both. Hopefully, we'll make it to 2525. But in the meantime, have a great New Year's 2025. From your friends, Rebecca and Jason at Ghost Town Podcast.